Die next Kinder's Long Kinder, the different album base and so on. There's a piece here that is so strikingly, I guess, throughout the Davis. It says Vayetze. It's the beauty of Zion left them. Vekotkoit Tzibach Ritzatz. And on the head of Bnei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Tzaras. Vechizek Musar Beretzleitzas. So there's a Chazal. It's the Balakinis is adapting Chazal. It says Vayetze Mibas Tzion Hadoro, Kol Hadoro. So Vayetze means its beauty left it. And Chazal say Shabnoi Yisrael Lohei Mitzdarei Speish Asoni Mekifes Yerushalayim. Psik Derabba says that the there were girls that were not terribly afraid or upset when the Sodom came. They'll take them as wives. So yes, the Sodom took him. Zorcha tzaras v'mitzchon, the tzaras shown k'mesh kosev v'sipach Hashem esbois tziyon. They would throw them off the carriage and crack their skulls. That's Chazal. In a bigger picture, throughout the Deiris, not talking about the women, we're talking about Klal Yisrael, in the complicated relationship of Klal Yisrael and Umos HaOlam, in every Golus, there were those that were Nimshach to whatever Ummah they were in. They were Nimshach and were more than eager to become part of it. They were admired and they felt that there never would come a day when their turn would come. It's fakat, you know, they have the beauty of this and that. It was true. And the Spanish converts, the converts who converted were never accepted. They were always were the other. They always were the stranger. They always were a subject, same in a more subtle way, ridicule and envy and so on. But in our own contemporary lifetime, German Jewry was met, much of it was more German than Germans. They stood around proudly with the of being, yes, the old student, the Eastern Jews, the weird ones, with the payers, with the kapotas, the smelly ones, they're the ones that are there. But we're more German than German. We fought in World War I, we had medals, we had this, we had that, and they were extremely, there was, until the end, there were people denied that it could ever happen to them. And for many people who were thrown out or ran away, they were traumatized. They couldn't shake off their rejection. They couldn't come to grips with it because they had felt that they're so attractive to them. They had felt that they were part of it. The communists, a huge amount of Jewish blood went into communism. There were time when they were the majority in the Politburo. It was incredible. And they couldn't have dreamt that a day would come when they would purge every single Jew and throw out every single Jew and find an excuse to kill him. But it's always like that. As long as we think that we'll be saved because somebody else finds us attractive and beautiful, then the minute something happens, they toss us out and toss us out like garbage. This was repeated itself in history many times. We became part and parcel, whatever maluch we were. And yes, in dry second terms, it's supposed to do that. A person is supposed to be mispalo shleim. The malchus, a person is supposed to do what he's supposed to do. And a person is supposed to, pay his dues as a citizen of a country that's hosting him. That's very appropriate. But a person belongs to Klal Yisrael. And when a day comes, like Mordechai told Esther, there's no on a day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to take Hazel back, he will take every person back, even the one that thinks he's there. He will be, even if he's not going to come on his own, he's going to be thrown back into the pile. Hitler dug up every single shemitz of the Yid and put it in the pile of the Yidin. And this is a recurring, because Klal Yisrael is endowed with a lot, and Klal Yisrael has so much. So the people think one of the harshest punishments for something that's not an aveira as much as a mahalach is peyush m'dake tzibur, and he's not mis'ano with the tzibur. A person who thinks that what happens to the tzibur is not going to affect him is because he thinks that he struck the deal with them and they find him attractive and he'll be fine. That's the bottom of the thinking of that. Why is a person like it? It's a teva dvarim that a person sticks together because in an ace sar people stick together. The answer is this person feels, what are you talking about? I'm more German than German. I brought communism to Russia, not these stupid Russian peasants. Who do you think? Who do you think brought the shemits of idealism? And where do you think it came from? Of course, what do you mean they'll reject me? And the answer is no. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is masriach tzaras, and all of a sudden Jews become tzaroyim and toss you over, and it doesn't make any sense. But it's repeated itself. Who were the pride of Germany? Were the Jews? Einstein was Jewish. Who was the pride of the scientists, the philosophers, were Jews. And they were more German, they were more dedicated to Germany than Germany was. And when the day came, they were thrown out. And it's a recurring and recurring and recurring. And this chazal over here, the B'nai Sion B'chlol Yusuf. They see and say, don't worry, we'll make it over there. And then it's hard to say it, Berev Rachma, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let a Jew get lost. And even if a Jew thinks he's home, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings him home, whether it's with good or Chas V'Shalom not.